Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Yeah, I guess, if it's not too long.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question, my name is, are you James Lentz?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And moving on quickly, sir, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, I think for the most part it's going in the right direction.
Okay. And I just want to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. All right. Well, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. So I'm just going to refer to this area as Levine. So moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is, what year were you born for statistical purposes?
1940. So I'm an old man.
You sound young, sir. Would you say you're of, are you or anybody in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And moving on, sir, do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or multiracial?
I'm white.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say it's excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
All right. And I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 1 to a 5. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. All right. And 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. For example, the first one says more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses, from a 1 to a 5. How much would you rate that, sir? Keep in mind, well, 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. How would you rate?
Well, I would say 4. We already have a lot, but I would say 4.
A 4. Okay. What about more good-paying jobs, from a 1 to a 5?
Well, of course, that always helps. 5.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
A 4.
Okay. And more parks and recreational opportunities, from a 1 to a 5?
They're doing okay in that area. A 4.
A 4. What about better street and road maintenance, from a 1 to a 5?
They could definitely improve on that. a 4.
Oh, okay. What about more dining and entertainment options, from a 1 to a 5?
That is the one thing they need to improve on. So I don't know how to rate it.
Oh, yes. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life.
Okay, 5. Put a 5 on that.
Oh, okay. What about better public transportation options, from a 1 to a 5?
They could definitely use some help on that. Definitely a 5.
Oh, okay. Moving on, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. In terms of your job status, would you say you're employed, unemployed, retired, student, or a homemaker?
Well, I'm retired now.
Oh, okay. And thinking about business in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Would you say too many?
Probably too few.
Too few. Okay. Would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Would you say too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
About the right amount. Okay. And thinking about commercial development, sir, I'm going to read to you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. I just want you to tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. For example, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Would you say yes or a no? Yes?
Yes.
Would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
No? And dollar stores and discount chains, would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. And doctors' offices and hospitals, would you say a yes or a no?
Yes, it's doing okay in that area.
All right. Would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Oh, would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Oh, okay, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, in your own words, sir, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine, like in your own words?
Just restaurants. They have pretty much everything else.
All right. Okay. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. We'll switch in gears a bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Do you feel that housing affordability is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I think it's a moderate problem.
Problem. Okay, what about this one? How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? Well, that is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. You feel housing availability is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a moderate problem.
A moderate problem. Oh, okay, sir. Thank you for your responses. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. I just want you to tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. For example, townhouses or attached homes. Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay.
We have plenty.
Oh, okay. What about multifamily housing like apartments or the condominiums? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I would say no. I prefer housing instead of apartments, so no.
No problem. What about housing options for seniors? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
I'm trying to say figure out how to answer that. Yes means what?
But remember, yes means that you would like to see more of that kind of housing.
Yes.
Oh, would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly. They definitely need more of that out here.
Oh, okay. What about single family detached homes? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No, they're okay. They're doing okay in that area.
Would you say no or a yes to that, sir?
No means they have enough that we're doing okay, right?
Mm-hmm. No means that you would like to see, well, it could be a no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. So single family detached homes, would you like to see more of that in Levine? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Oh, okay. Not a problem, sir. Moving on quickly. How long have you lived in Phoenix, sir? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20, over 20 years?
Over 20 years.
Okay. And do you currently own, rent your home?
I own.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. I just want you to tell me whether you favor or oppose these proposals. For example, change in zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Would you say that you favor or oppose that, sir?
I oppose that.
All right. Would you say you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
No problem. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Do you favor or oppose that?
I favor that.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
All right. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Would you favor or oppose that?
I would oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
All right. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? Would you favor or oppose that?
I would favor. Condos are all right. It's apartments I'm against. Condos, okay, yeah.
All right. Would you say strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Would you favor or oppose that?
Favor it.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
Okay, moving on quickly. We're almost done. Well, I would like to just ask you, what was the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's.
Great, sir. Moving on. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Would you say less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75?
The second one.
Oh, 25 to 50? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name one more time, sir?
James.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Your answers were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.